She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up,
409.
Okay, and we're back.
Okay, let's try again. We have George on the line.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. How's it going? It's like we got a lot of technical difficulties.
Yay, we are back on, though.
Are we still on?
We're on. Maybe okay. maybe it's the bad weather. It's too much sun now.
Oh. Okay, but this is the first annual car show, classic car show for Kauai, put on by Harvey Mehera that you hear in the background. And it's a pretty good turnout, and we did a few seminars to educate the people about how good ethanol is, how bad gasoline is, and the benefits of doing ethanol throughout the state of Hawaii. It's a no-brainer, and I don't know why we had so much problems trying to get this off the ground and flying. The people here at this car show seem to be very excited about trying the ethanol. So if I can get some of the people to talk on this phone and see their feelings about how they feel about the show. I'm gonna try to get one of the participants. He owns a Rolls Royce and he's been trying to sell it to me. Hang on.
A Rolls Royce.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We got some office thing. You invited one off of the Rolls Royce?
What year is it?
89, silver skirt, white on white.
Wow.
It has 45,000 miles. It doesn't go in the rain or snow. Will go out at night. And it's garage kept and it's covered.
And all that mileage has been on Kauai?
Yeah. No. I'm the second owner. It's called Cape on Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I was going to say Kauai is so small. How many times around are you going to go to island?
Yeah. And my mechanic tells me that I'm not using the car enough. Or like I said, you know, it does go out in the rain or snow. And I got to run a lot.
Like I said.
Okay? I'll get you the MC back to you. Thank you.
Okay, we have another person here. I don't know if he's going to go on air. You want to go on? No. Anyway. Let me see who I can get here now. I'm afraid to walk around because I'm gonna get cut off.
Let me make a number announcement. Anyone out there who wants to give us a call, you can call 296-5467. 296-5467.
Okay. That's great. Looking for Harvey Maeda.
Island visitors, call for your ticket here.
How many cars are there?
Okay.
There's about 100.
Right here. Last call.
A 100? That's all of Kauai?
No.
That's not all of their cars.
No. Yeah, every time Y does something, they do a test, short ones first. Okay, anyway, here's Harvey.
Whatever.
Hello there.
Hi, Harvey.
We're enjoying this beautiful, beautiful day at Kauai. I'm glad George came down. He opened a lot of eyes on all of the people who's in the dark on Kauai that nobody shows us what
do over here. And he has enlightened a lot of people and opened their eyes. They kind of more now understand what's going on in the fields on in Hawaii and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been very, very pleased. And I'm very, very pleased that I've known George for a long time, and he's helped me out along the way. And I can't say enough for this guy. He's got a wealth of knowledge. Every once in a while, I got to pick his brain. Hang on just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, we got another participant. New participant. What's up? Okay, hang on. Yeah. Hello? As usual, thing about the ethanol, which is very interesting and very informative.
Your fuel injection, is that original?
No, it's an add-on. It's actually with a Corvette engine, I mean, but yeah.
So it's more late model?
Yeah, it's modified and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
What color is it?
What is that?
What color is it?
It's a black. It's black. All chrome. I don't know what cubic means going in. It's actually my friend's car that we drove it over. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. So.
I don't know what cubic means going in. It's actually my friend's car that we drove it over. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, our second annual, we should have some TV coverage. That would be beautiful.
He was here earlier, so he needs to talk.
Making some videos and we can YouTube it or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Are we up for break or whatever?
Yes.
Hello?
Well, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with Todd Nita today.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. Giddy up,
giddy up, 409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409.
she's real fine, my 409, my
409. Okay, let's go to some calls. We have Garrett from Honolulu on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Garrett.
Yeah, I have a question about transmission.
Okay.
Can I ask, who do you guys recommend for that?
For what kind of...
Basically repairing it.
It's not working, not shifting.
Yeah, there's like, I want to say possibly something wrong with the gearing inside, like barely. Got it.
And it can't even roll.
Yeah, unless I put it in neutral or something, but it sounds like the gearing, something happened in there.
Hmm. You can try giving Pearl Harbor transmission a call.
You said Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor.
Okay. And what's the number?
I don't have it offhand.
Okay. Pearl Harbor. And that's in what area of Pearl Harbor?
Pearl City.
Pearl City. Okay.
Or you can give me a call at the shop and I can give you the number.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have Terry from Aina Haina.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, is this Todd?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
I'm calling because I got a couple questions. First one, like everybody, wants to try to save a little money.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a car whose my right front tire pressure sensor went off, and it illuminated my dashboard that said that my tire pressure was low. And so I checked all the tire pressure and all the tires, and they're fine. And so I called my dealer up, and he said it'd probably be a couple $100 item to fix, swap out if I need to go ahead and get another tire pressure sensor.
How do you know it's the front tire pressure sensor?
Because it says on the dashboard, it says right front tire. And the dealer said that it's a wireless system. It's in the valve stem.
Right. Did you just have the tire change recently?
No. No, it just out of the blue, it just started going off.
And you have the correct amount of tire pressure in it?
Yes.
Sometimes with the computer system, you can have a glitch. Mm-hmm. What I would do first is try to disconnect your battery.
Okay.
For a little while, maybe about 15 minutes or so. And then reconnect and see what happens.
Okay.
You know, it's just like with our... laptops and stuff, you have to turn it off and reboot it.
Reboot, yeah.
Our cars are coming like that too now.
I was thinking about just airing down completely and then airing it back up again. Would that do anything to it?
It may. Try disconnecting the battery first.
Okay, 10 minutes.
Yeah, and take a notice on when the light will come back on or if it even does.
Okay, if that doesn't do the trick, can I take it someplace, you know, that they could do a quick diagnostic on it rather than...
Yeah, bring it by. I'll take a look at it.
Okay. And your address is?
1316 Kamualii Street.
Okay. A second question, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
When we bought the car, it has a tire pressure gauge. Light, it's kind of a light that's on a dashboard, and the car is recommended to be, for the oil, it's supposed to be the viscosity 5W30,
mm-hmm.
And you guys probably talked about this in the past, but I don't know, I missed the program, 10W30, and they recommend every 10,000 mile oil change.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been faithful to do that. It's got, the car's 50,000 miles on it, but I noticed the last oil change is that the light, when you first start the car up, when the pressure of the oil gets to normal, it doesn't attain that same pressure that it had before. Should I keep running the 530 in it, or should I change the viscosity?
What brand oil?
I'm putting in the Mobil Synthetic. Mobil 1.
Okay.
Synthetic.
You could have a bad batch of oil.
Ah.
If you're going to have a drop in oil pressure like that, the oil is not holding up.
Okay.
How much mileage has it been since you put that oil in?
Probably about 7,000 miles.
Should he try a different brand?
You know what I have is I have the light, like an almost like an LED light,
mm-hmm.
And when I first started the car, I'd always have like five LED lights would come on when the oil pressure reached its normal operating temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And now it only goes to four. So I'm sensing that's pressure. It only goes to four. So I'm sensing that's sure.
Should he try a different brand of
would
oil?
I be able, should
oil?
I be changed to sure?
Running at 10,000 miles.
Okay.
Should he try a different brand of
would
oil?
I be able,
synthetic
should
oil?
I be changed to a different synthetic, or is that okay for the motor, or what would I put
to that? You should change the brand. Try using Royal Purple.
Royal Purple. And the same viscosity?
Same viscosity, and you should get your pressure back.
And is that the synthetic too?
Yes.
Or synthetic too?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to see a difference.
All right. All right. Well, I thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Rob from Ina Haina.
Hi, Rob from Ina Haina.
Hey, Todd. Todd, is that at a... Let me get this straight, right, for the listening audience and me. Is that at a classic car show on Kauai, not a race?
I'm not sure if it's a classic car show, but it's a car show.
Just a car show. I know, because, you know, for the sake of time, Todd... You know, since we're running out of, since time is so short on the show, I just wondered if Dad could maybe if, I know he wants to talk to everybody, but can he just sort of give a, you know, an overall survey of what cars are there? Just a suggestion.
That's a good one. Okay, we'll ask him that.
Think that's cool?
Cool.
All righty. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll put George back on. Okay, George, you're on the air.
Okay, are we on?
We're on.
Okay.
And we have...
I heard that.
The request?
Yeah. Okay, there's a 61 Chevy Impala sitting right in front of me, immaculate condition, small block V8, and automatic, red interior, white outside. There's a 67 Chevy Nova. A 57 Chevy Bel Air that belongs to Harvey Maeda. There's a little T-Bucket with a supercharger on it. There's a 69 Camaro Z28 that belongs to Harvey Maeda. That's immaculate. And there's a Rolls Royce, believe it or not, that is immaculate for sale. Maybe about six Corvettes, different years and models, from the 58 all the way on, 57 all the way on up. And El Caminos, there's three El Caminos, and several old Vickies and some classic trucks here, and old 36 Fords. Boy, so many cars.
So,
and Chevelle. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all kinds of cars.
So what would you call that island? A Chevy Island? A Ford Island? Chrysler Island?
I would call it a mixed-up island. So,
mixed-up island.
Yeah, all kinds. And this is, like I said, the first annual classic car show here at the Aspen Aloha Beach Hotel. Very nice hotel.
It's at a hotel?
Yeah, right in the lobby.
Wow.
Yeah, when he does it first class. It's in the lobby and also out in the parking lot. We did a fuel demonstration in the lobby and moved outside the lobby to do the burn of the gasoline and the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And burning the gasoline, obviously, people saw the difference with all the black smoke from the gasoline versus no smoke at all with the ethanol.
Yeah, ethanol is clean.
And they were very impressed that ethanol had nothing left in the fleet. Nothing.
Speaking of regular gasoline, how much is it there?
It's $4.99 for regular.
Regular?
Yeah. And the octane over here, they're not going to believe this. The octane for the Shell is 90.
90.
Yes, higher than Honolulu.
So we have to ship our cars to Kauai to fill up and come back to Honolulu.
That's it. And the Tesoro, or the 76, the 76, they don't have Tesoro here. The 76, the 89.
How much is the premium gas?
Premium, I didn't look. Maybe 5.10 a gallon.
5.10.
Yeah. Everybody's going to pay over $5 soon, within 30 days.
Okay.
But this is an awesome car show. I mean, really, really well organized. Just beautiful. I've never seen anything like this in Honolulu or Maui or the Big Island. It's a very, very nice hotel resort, and they're using the entire lobby area, you know, where you go to check in and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of cars. The lobby where you come through to drop off passengers and stuff is all lined with plastic cars. The parking lot right outside of it is full of plastic cars.
Okay, we're going to go to break.
We are going to a break. We'll be right back with George and Todd Nita on Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back. On the line, we have Rolling Bob rolling over the potholes.
I could tell you there are more potholes than I've seen in my whole life out in my neighborhood now.
So should we rename them to bucket holes?
Yeah, at least. And then I don't know what's worse. And maybe this is just me, but I don't know if the pothole is worse or the patch they put in the pothole is worse, because you get all those little tar rocks all on the side of your car.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? What's worse, the pothole or the fix?
I think they should change the Band-Aid.
Exactly. I think they should be using that stuff they use at NASCAR on the track.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a gorgeous day out. Glad to hear George is over there on Kauai spreading the word, and we're, you know, having a good day. It's kind of raining off and on, but it's Hawaii. It's supposed to be like that.
It's supposed to be. It's
and
paradise.
Then did the other caller say they recommend he changes oil every 10,000 miles?
That's what he does.
Where do you get a recommendation like that?
I think it was from his owner's manual.
Oh, because I've never, you know, all my cars always say 3,000 miles.
But you have an old car.
A 2006 is not old. Well, maybe for you it's old.
It's an old car.
All right. I have an old car, which, by the way, I have to bring by and get my cold air thing on. So maybe I'll see you this week. But anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, we have Joel from Kalihi on the line.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, George. I got a problem with my 2002 Quiz Nissan. It's overheating, though. What's the problem?
What kind of car?
2002 Quiz Nissan.
Nissan. Overheating?
Yes, sir.
Well, overall, from what we see, Nissans have that Quest. They kind of have a lot of problems with their overheating. How much mileage do you have on it?
Maybe... I don't know how I can see the stuff, though.
2002, right?
Yeah.
So you should have at least over 50,000 miles on it.
Yeah, maybe.
When was the last time you had the cooling system serviced?
Maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
Did you do it yourself or you took it in?
By myself.
By yourself?
Yes.
Okay, you gotta scold that. You gotta scold that guy. Maybe he did something wrong.
Yeah.
You have enough coolant in it?
Yeah.
Is the cooling fans running?
Oh yeah.
No leaks?
No leak though.
Okay. Did you have your timing belt changed?
No.
No timing belt change?
No.
Okay, could be your water pump is bad. Mm-hmm. How often were you changing your antifreeze?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. Once in a while could be 4 years maybe? Every 4 years?
1 year.
Every year?
Yes, sir.
Well, depends on the type of antifreeze you've been using. You could have corrosion in the water pump fins.
Uh-huh.
So it's not pushing the coolant through the system.
Uh-huh. So you guys can...
I can look at it.
In your shop?
Yeah, bring it down. I can look at it and let you know if you did something wrong or something broke.
Okay, where is your shop located?
It's located... Address is 1316... Kamualii Street. You're in Kalihi, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I should be nearby you somewhere.
Oh yeah.
I'm right off of.
By the apartment.
No, I'm right off of Hoftailing.
Oh, how chilly.
Mm-hmm. Quick. You know where's Minihuni Mac?
Yeah, yeah.
The candy store. The good candy store. Right behind.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys open every day?
Every day except the weekends. We got to take a break.
Oh, Monday through Friday.
Half a day on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir.
Give me a call. Bring it down. Thank you for calling.
Okay, we have Stan from the Big Island, Kailua Kona.
Stan from Kailua Kona. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Aloha. Thank you for accepting. I have a question about, I wanted to find out what is the best oil pod for a Range Rover 2004. I'm going to try to do it myself. And I just wanted to know what the best oil for the transmission where I change it.
That's an automatic, correct?
Correct.
Well, the only oil I would put in there is Royal Purple.
Okay. And they are specifically made for the transmission part?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have George back on.
George from Kauai.
George from Kauai.
How you doing?
The weather here is great. It's not raining, Bob. And we have fantastic music. You hear it in the background? It's all oldies.
All oldies.
Yeah, Harvey hires this guy to play old music, and it matches the classic cars and everything here, the upbeat is just great. I mean, people are having fun, showing the beautiful cars. The tourists are just enjoying it and just bringing back memories of yesteryear when the cars was cars and people was people.
So it's kind of like Back to the Future.
Yeah, yeah. But beautiful, beautiful cars. And Kauai is a little bit laid back. Wanda should know. They don't really come out the first time. So my guess is the next car show next year, it's going to be packed and probably going to have another place to put it on, because this will be definitely too small to hold all the classic cars on Kauai.
So you're saying that they're peeking over the wall?
Huh?
You said not everybody don't come out, so they're peeking over the wall and checking it out?
Yeah, just checking out before they bring the cars out. You know, I don't blame them, but, you know, Javi's a good guy, and you can trust Javi. And Javi always puts out 1,000% for the car people, and he's a good man.
Well, one good blessing with this type of car show, you cannot predict the weather, and we have some nice weather out there.
Yep. Beautiful.
So he lucked out on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, I'm surprised.
Good food. Sorry, Todd. I got to eat it all before I bring it home.
Okay. Take out box.
Is awesome. Awesome. Too bad. I should have brought a camera.
Where's the food from?
You know, the cars is just beautiful.
Where's the food from?
All of Harvey's cars is black, except for his 57 Corvette, which is red.
Where's the food from?
The hotel. They have food booth here, and very reasonable and out of sight. Like I said, the tourists that are staying here is just having a treat today.
And we're here.
Huh?
And we're here, Wanda, sitting down in the air conditioning room.
I know, he said he didn't. Yeah, he didn't bring a camera. Tell him to take pictures with his
awesome
phone.
I just hope these car people, listen and believe what I'm saying to them about how bad the pump gas is and how good ethanol is.
Well,
they're convinced with the burning of the fuel. Seeing that
ethanol burned so clean, there was no residue left back in the glass plate, whereas the gas, it made a thick black film that was so hard to remove.
Well, you see, one thing we know, that's why we're having a hard time. Bad news travels fast, and good stuff goes slow.
Yeah, you know why? It's because local mentality is, I don't want Joe Blow to know about this. I keep it to myself. They don't know the word share.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of shellfish outside on the island.
Yeah. Not a good night, cause there's a couple families here that the daughter used to race junior dragsters against Holly, and it was nice to see them again after all these years. Also, the family that bought Holly's junior dragster, which, by the way, he said it's still the same way. Except they took off the name for the driver and put on their son's name.
Okay, Dad, we're going to go to a break.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back with Todd and George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Okay, let's go to another caller. We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George.
Todd.
I need to ask you that. Amsoil. That's what it's called, the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How often should you change it?
AMS oil. Well, most of the oils, they indicate on the back of the bottle on their intervals of changing.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure on that. This is Todd, not George. So.
Okay. So usually they say, I think it's 6 months or 12,000.
Well, basically, thumb rule, no matter what oil you're using,
yeah,
so long as it's synthetic, I wouldn't change it any longer than maybe 6,000 miles.
Okay, what if the person has only drove it for 1,200 miles?
You drive 1,200 miles a year?
So far, almost that much, I think, in last April.
What? It all depends, too, on what kind of fuel you're using, the terrain.
Either super or plus.
Super or plus. Okay, we shouldn't be using plus. You drive uphills, downhills, through traffic.
50-50. Sometimes uphill, 50%.
Yeah, so you could go maybe once a year or every 2 years.
Okay, so if it's been a year and only 1,200 miles.
Yeah, basically you check what the oil looks like. Pull the dipstick and you're going to make a determination of yourself if it's dirty, clean.
Okay. checking out. As far as you know, AMS oil looks the same as regular oil when it's clean and dirty.
Not really. What you do is wipe it on a white piece of napkin.
Okay.
And you can tell.
Okay. You can tell if it's still kind of new or
getting older. Majority of our synthetic oils, when they're really dirty, it's going to start turning milky.
Oh, okay. Like a milky. Similar to like when you have a blown gasket.
Not quite.
Not as white as that.
It's like... I cannot compare it to my friend who uses coffee with half and half water, but it's like a cup of coffee with maybe a couple of drops of cream in it.
Oh, okay. So a very light, creamy kind of color.
Really, really light, yes.
Oh, okay, a really light color. Okay. So is it the length of the oil or is it the usage of the oil that makes it get old?
The usage.
Oh, okay. So then if I only drove 1,200 in about a year, then that shouldn't be, if it looks still good, then it's still safe to use.
Yes. A lot of the oil recommended changes, it's all on average. Every engine is different.
Okay. And does it make a difference if you use super or plus?
That makes a difference. You should be using super.
Wow. So that does make a difference. Is it because you think it, with regular the oil, the motor got to work harder?
No, it's just more for your combustion chambers, your fuel injection, or even if you have carburetor. The premium gas, supposed to anyway, have better ingredients in.
Right. So then it helps the motor to stay clean.
Right.
Wow.
It's like eating fast food and you having health food.
Yeah, right.
And which one going to build cholesterol in your body?
Wow, man, I never heard that before, but that's pretty good. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, we got George back on.
Hi. Hi. I got a special guest over here, and I think that she's the success of Harvey, but anyway, thank you. Hang on.
The what of Harvey?
Hi. Hi, this is Suzette.
Hi, Suzette.
Hi.
Hi, Suzette.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Thank you. I wish you all could be here. It's a wonderful car show.
What time does it get over?
Actually, it gets over at 2.
At 2?
Yes, it's just from 10 to 2 today. It's a short one, but very good turnout.
Wanda, we have to cancel the plane.
What's that?
We have to cancel our trip. We just booked a plane fare over 2:30.
No way, really?
Oh no.
You're going to have to make it for next year.
Next year?
Yes, they're going to do this again next year.
Well, we're going to come over anyway. Just save the food.
Are you kidding? Are you really? Well, you know, anybody and everyone is welcome to our beautiful island of Hawaii.
Everyone. Okay, yes. Heard that, Wanda. They're paying for the plane fare, too.
Hello?
Okay.
That was the backbone of Harvey.
Oh, the backbone.
Yeah. So every great man, there's a great woman. So, men, not so strong by themselves. Anyway, this classic car show, is just fantastic. Damon Farias, if you're listening, you have to send your car here at this gas car show. This is awesome. Really awesome.
Well, maybe not. Maybe we have to grab Harvey, go to Maui, set up a car show there, like Kauai.
That's an idea.
Then come to Honolulu, do one here.
Yeah.
And let's call it the Harvey Show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, go tell him that.
Oh no. The boss is walking away saying, nope, nope, nope. Ah, this is so funny.
Okay, since she's anyway, the boss, we'll call it the Suzette Show.
You have any more callers calling in? You're almost done.
We're almost done.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
We've got about 3 more minutes.
Where I'm at, I can't see the clock.
We have 3 more minutes, so how's dessert?
Who?
Dessert. Not who.
Dessert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of desserts here. Oh, awesome. Awesome dessert. I'm putting on about 50 pounds.
Okay, let's imagine him 50 pounds heavier.
Just only around the waist.
He's looking like Steve Onoi.
Hope he's not listening.
Steve Onoi?
Hope you're not listening.
Celine, Steve?
Celine. Very lean. That's a compliment, Steve.
I gotta drive home Harvey's 57 Chevy.
Wow. Not the Camaro?
No, it's the Camaro too. You know, I'm just telling Todd that I gotta drive your 57 and your Camaro home, so turn around for a while so I can drive it out of here so you don't know.
Yeah, home here.
I don't
home.
Know if that's gonna happen, Todd. Don't worry about it. I'm not gonna turn around, that's for sure.
Oh. Wait, someone's calling him.
Yeah,
I'll take the Camaro.
Okay. Let's go.
Bring the Camaro here.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's got the cross intake with a 2.4 barrel carburetor. It's a rare, rare 69 Camaro. He's got 7 classic cars here.
Okay.
And he had his friends drive it here. How's that?
Somebody said
he didn't even invite me to come over here, help him move the cars over. Wow.
We have a caller?
Yes, we do.
We have a caller.
You have and a caller? Okay, I'm going to sign off. My battery's dying.
You should stay on.
Okay,
you should stay on.
This is me. I heard that.
This is for you.
Hello?
Huh? Hey, I heard that. Oh,
you heard what?
We got Celine Steve on.
Steve Onoi is easy to see.
That's right. Yeah. Well, when you get back, I'll talk to you.
Okay. I'd like to say aloha to everybody and thank my son, Todd. I can always count on him. Thanks, son.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
Okay. We're at the end of the show. How fast an hour flies when you're having fun. Yeah, Lois. Anyway, we should just... I notice on the roads nowadays in traffic, people are just driving crazy. People should just relax. We all have to get to our destinations at one time or another. If you're late, wake up more early. Don't try to upset everyone along your way. And until next week, when George comes back, drive safely without alcohol.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.